More now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm KQED's Saul Gonzalez, filling in for Steve Chiatakis. Let's turn now to food and how LA's restaurants are faring as we start a new year. 2023 was certainly a difficult year for restaurants in Los Angeles, with dozens of notable and beloved eateries shuttering their doors for good. But there was also good news, like the city making outdoor dining regulations permanent. Here to discuss the LA restaurant scene that was in 2023 and what's ahead in this freshly baked 2024 is Greater LA regular and eater writer Mona Holmes. Hey, Mona.
Hello.
I'm so delighted to talk to you. I'm so looking forward to this. So we had so many LA restaurants that were so loved and had been around for generations closed in the last several months. Olvera Street's La Golondrina, for instance. There's El Tropical, one of my favorites, on Sunset. What the heck happened? I thought we were coming out of the pandemic and the restaurant business would be booming.
That sentiment was pretty common amongst us over at Eater LA. 2023 was definitely difficult. I've spoken to a lot of restaurant owners who say that 2023 was the most challenging ever, even more so than the first 2 years of COVID. Now, on this program, I've also talked about how this is an incredibly hard business. It's got a high failure rate. It's got thin profit margins. But over the last two years, everyone's noticed something consistent, and that is that prices are higher. And that's, of course, due to the rising costs of goods. And that's just not for those who are in business. It's for us, too. I mean, my grocery bill is considerably higher than it's ever been. And then you factor in rising rents. We just had a higher minimum wage that just kicked in. You have how difficult it is to sometimes to work with others. You factor in all of this and you have a very difficult year for restaurants, not just in LA, but even throughout the state.
And I assume the entertainment industry strikes played some kind of a role in this hard
100%. Oh, fully. The people who live here, as you know, this is an industry town and we have a lot of executives or people who work on film and TV sets that go out to eat. And the strike lasted 148 days. And so that meant 148 days of people not working, execs not wanting to be seen spending while negotiating a new contract with actors and writers. That had a notable impact. Now, I spoke about this almost for an hour with the owner of Leona Sushi in the Valley, and he told me that he noticed a 30% drop when the strike began and throughout that entire 148 days. And, you know, his customer base is primarily industry in some form, or even those who support the industry. So it's had a massive impact.
Let's talk about some good news and a big piece of good news for LA restaurants are these al fresco outdoor dining regulations that are now permanent in Los Angeles. This comes out of the pandemic, right? How big of a deal is that?
Huge, huge. Everyone was nervous. This has been something that was on the docket for a year because there was talk about rolling back the same ease of which people or restaurant owners could actually add outdoor dining, and that's in the form of a parklet or adding seating to parking lots. That was, you know, when that started happening, there was definitely a panic. And so, but this was a huge effort. This was the city council. This was from the mayor's office. These were restaurant advocates and actual restaurants that said, you know, this is the one lifeline that has been thrown to us over the last 3 years. And thank goodness that they made it permanent because, I mean, everyone's noticed it. You drive around the city or you're walking around, the outdoor dining has changed the landscape of the city for the better.
All right, let's turn to the plates that were in these restaurants. When you, Mona Holmes, went into a restaurant in 2023 and sat down and saw, you know, food trends play out on your plate, what did you like? What didn't you like so much?
Well, first off, always ask your bartender or your server what's the best thing to eat. I mean, that will triumph over trends every single time. But there's been some interesting stuff. So one of my favorites was how there's these grocer dine-in spots like Sua Superette and Larchmont. There's also Little Fish in Echo Park, Carla's in Highland Park. At each place, you can dine in or get goods to take on. And I love that. And I had an excellent fish sandwich at Little Fish, by the way, just FYI. You know, and also, too, like, I love how there's just this new movement around wine bars. You know, there's places like Le Champ in the Arts District and Sur Le Vert near Beverly Hills. They added so much flavor, and I love the direction that that's going. So let's hope that those keep moving.
And looking ahead to 2024, what are you psyched about? What are you nervous about when it comes to the restaurant scene or food generally in LA?
Let's talk about the things that I think will keep going, because LA seems to be on this Italian train. Like, the number of places that have opened that are mostly Italian, like Funky in Beverly Hills, or the red tablecloth style but still very upscale in Echo Park called Donna's, which also, too, I love that restaurant. But I'll tell you what the trend that I'm most excited about in 2024 is: the continuation of this labor movement with restaurants. Starbucks workers, Koreatown restaurant workers, all unionizing. And then there was Gavin Newsom, our governor, signing that historic bill that establishes a fast food council that's designed to aid fast food workers throughout the state. And there's 500,000 of them, with more power and more protections. And those, I don't see either of those slowing down, so we can definitely keep an eye on them all.
Yeah, and but, I'm going to add to that, don't be afraid of the hole-in-the-wall places, right?
Oh, always the best, aren't they?
Yes. Always. That's where you live in the city, people. Experience the hole-in-the-wall places. All right. I've been speaking to Mona Holmes, reporter for Eater LA and Greater LA. Mona, thanks so much, and such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Saul.
And that is it for us today. Wasn't that a great show, by the way? I learned so much. For all of you who are worried, don't worry. Steve Chiatakis will be back from vacation next week, incredibly well rested. Join us then for a story about how LA is reinventing the ancient art of clowning. Yeah, I said clowning. And a visit with a Venice artistic couple whose home is covered inside and outside with tile art. It's become a tourist attraction. Oh, and comedian Kate Berlant will be here soon. She has a show coming up on the Pasadena Playhouse. You can check out all the shows online anytime you want at kcrw.com/GLA. You can also share feedback and any opinions you might have. That's kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Amy Tong, Carlos Ramirez, Christine Camito, Michael Vogel, and Christian Bordahl all made today's show possible. I'm your guest host, Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us, and see you on the airwaves.